St. Louis has been front and center of the national news the past couple of days. Now I want everybody to pull over to the side of the road and listen to what's right in the region as I introduce to you Andrew Brimer and Abby Cohen, who are co-founders of Sparrow Labs. They look like they're both about 15 years old. They just have invented a device that empowers patients to proactively manage their asthma using a pocket-sized spirometer. And they took this to the White House last week. This week, they're in the final stage of FDA approval. Let's go over that and get the specifics. First of all, Abby and Andrew, what were you doing at the White House last week?
So the White House had their first ever demo day, which was supposed to highlight the importance of inclusion and diversity in companies, starting companies, specifically startups. And so we were invited on behalf of the president to be part of the demo day with about 30 or so other companies from across the country.
Good for you. And by the way, I said you were 15, but you are?
I'm 24.
24. Andrew, how old are you?
Just turned 25, actually.
Fantastic. And you guys, both WashU grads, came up with this new device, which does what, Andrew?
Yeah, so when we were at WashU, we found that asthma was just such a huge problem. And especially here in St. Louis, you have, you know, double, even triple the national average of asthma in a lot of communities. And we saw that the tools that people have to manage or treat their disease just really haven't changed for the last few decades. So we were able to take this hospital-grade technology and fit it into something that can fit in your pocket, plugs right in the headphone jack of your smartphone. So it works with a companion app and actually helps you understand how your asthma is doing at any point in time just by blowing through the device, and then be able to actually prevent, you know, asthma attacks from happening if you can take the right steps to do so by being able to track that data over time.
Tell us about the FDA approval.
Yeah, so we actually just submitted our FDA application. It was probably, you know, 10 to 20 pound binder full of paper documents that we submitted. And it's basically you send them all this documentation and information about the product that you're building, and they go through all of this documentation, ask you questions to make sure that the product that you're building, ours is called Wing, is safe and effective for patients to use.
And where are you in the stage?
So we just submitted all that documentation. And so the way that the process works is that they'll get back to us in the next couple of weeks with just a couple initial questions. And then they go through about a 60 to 90 day review process where they get into the depths of that, you know, 600 pages of documentation.
So then let's say I am living with asthma. I have this little device and then I blow into it and then your machine will tell me what?
Yeah, so it tells you instantly right there basically how your lungs are doing. So how much air you can get in and out of your lungs. So for people with asthma, that tells them, you know, am I doing fine? Or do I maybe need to take some of my rescue medication because an asthma attack might be imminent? So it gives you that instant response, but then you can also track that over time and try to catch things even before they happen to try to be proactive about your asthma.
So it's almost like a glucose meter for diabetes, the same analog, but for asthma.
Who invented this device?
We did.
The two of you?
Yes. So it started out of Washington University in St. Louis. We worked with a team of students there to help develop the technology, kind of a proof of concept, which means just making sure that this idea that we had could actually be feasible and work. And then from there, we entered a number of competitions to fund ourselves, of which we won about 10 or 12. And from there, that's where we really actually took it to something that would be production ready.
You did get a grant, $50,000 from Arch Grants, correct?
That's correct.
Your offices are right now in downtown St. Louis, 911 Washington. But big question is, did the president drop by and say hello and take a look at your invention?
Yeah, so unfortunately, we didn't actually get to see the president himself in person. He only had time to visit a couple of the startups, but we did get to have an interview with the CTO of the U.S., Megan Smith, and then also Shark Tank's Damon John. So that was a pretty fun highlight to be able to talk with those folks and just tell them about what we're doing. But we met a ton of really great people there from, you know, all walks of life, which was pretty incredible.
Now, you have investors from all over the country.
Yes, that's correct.
How much money have you raised for this outfit?
Sure. So we had a seed round of funding, which would be our first official round of funding, of $1.3 million, around there. And yeah, we were really fortunate to have investors from Michigan, New York, and also St. Louis represented.
Good for you. Some people say that in the St. Louis scene, a lot of the companies are in the early stages, but you seem to have taken this to the next level, whatever that is.
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I mean, there's just, you know, even in T-Rex alone, which is the building where we're at, this sort of, you know, exciting incubator space for tech and other startup companies, there's, I think, over 100 companies there, you know, in all different stages, some of them earlier than us, some of them even farther along than us.
When do you expect, according to your company's plans, your device will be on the market, pending this FDA approval?
It's a little bit hard to say. I mean, the biggest thing for us is that we want to make sure that we're providing the most safe and most effective product as possible to asthma patients and patients with respiratory conditions. And so the FDA clearance process for a device like ours typically takes somewhere around the 6-month mark. But a big part of that is just dependent on kind of the FDA's, the number of applications at the FDA and the questions that they have for us.
Where will this device be manufactured?
So right now, all the components are sourced from the U.S. As we start to scale up, we'll have to kind of, you know, continually evaluate that. But it's been nice to see that there's a lot of, you know, places here in the U.S., even before having to go overseas, that you can still have pretty broad range of manufacturing options.
Have you incorporated Spero Labs?
Yes, so Spero Labs is officially a company, and we actually recently just got the trademark has passed for Wing, our product name, through the USPTO as being registered.
Now, when someday this is sold, if you develop part of this on the WashU campus, do you have to share the profits with Chancellor Wrighton?
WashU has a really, I would say, liberal policy for undergraduate students, which we were undergraduates when we came up with the technology, where it really fosters a entrepreneurial sort of environment because the undergraduate students own all of their intellectual property. So WashU can help in terms of, you know, support from all different angles, but one of the wonderful things is that the undergraduate students own all of their intellectual property.
Earlier today, we had a segment on the growing number of millennials living at home with their parents. Now, I know you're originally from Michigan, Abby, so I don't suppose you're living with your parents. But Andrew, your dad, Ed, is the owner and founder of Engraphics, a great sign-making company here in St. Louis. Do you still live at home?
I'm lucky enough that I don't have to live at home, but I have a nice apartment in Central West End, but I've had a lot of great support from my folks, and it's great to have them on my side.
Well, both of you, I'd like to ask you to ask your parents to give me their manual for raising kids. Folks, they're 24 and 25 years old, and they have this new medical device pending FDA approval. Will help people with asthma monitor their lung capacity, and it's kind of like... It's right here in St. Louis, being invented here, a better mousetrap. Congratulations, and welcome back from Washington, D.C., where you visited the White House last week.
Thank you.
Glad to be back.
Do you have a website that we can peruse if we want more information?
Yeah, so you can check out Wing at mywing.io, and that's where you can get more information.
Congratulations. Andrew Brimer, Abby Cohen with us, the 103rd segment on our series of the growing innovative movement here in St. Louis, and we'll do another one next week at this time. Now,